Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm one of your hosts, Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm here with my other two beautiful co-hosts, Tony Jorgensen and Jessica Marie Tatro, who also brings Jaden along with her for the ride. And Jaden is in spirit and connects with us in this show. What are we talking about this week? It is judgment. Criticism, all that lovely stuff. Are we in a position to judge someone else? And what constitutes constructive criticism? Holy noodles. I think we've all been there, right, on both sides of it. So, Jessica, do you want to just sort of throw some feels out there about this topic?
Sure. And, you know, as human beings, we hear the word judgment and we think, well, how can we not judge? Because the definition of judgment, here it says, the ability to make considered decisions or come to a sensible conclusion. So I think sometimes the word judgment can, this is where I think the action of judging someone else can potentially, you know, look like negative judgment, if you will. And I think it's when judgment becomes this projection of anger, of judgment towards that person in a critical way. Now, I believe, you know, there can be constructive or positive ways of judging, because again, as human beings, we will do that because that's what we do, the ability to make considered decisions and to come to sensible conclusions. That's like processing through thoughts and feelings and emotions or, you know, things that happen to you. But on the flip side, I believe what constructive criticism is it focuses on providing constructive feedback supported by a specific, you know, or specific examples to help you improve in some area. Constructive criticism, I believe, should be offered in a friendly manner with good intentions or, you know, with family, love in your heart about the situation and towards them. And in my opinion, you know, we all have them, but it's I think that's more of the difference between the judgment, and I don't believe it's a bad word to use, or to judge in itself, per se. I think where judgment starts to get its bad rap, let's say that, is when we cast criticism in a negative way towards someone with anger and insult and
it's hard to pinpoint that, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think it's kind of walking a fine line when it comes to that because, let's say for instance, a mother figure has deceived you in multiple ways over the years or taken, you know, stolen money from you over multiple years. You making the judgment call will say that to no longer engage in situations with that mother figure that is going to cause you to be deceived. So, and this is where it gets interesting because this is where we can also learn from the, let's say, negative side of things or the predecessor, right? It does teach us discernment. But we also have to be careful, and I know it sucks to be deceived or to get hurt wrongfully. And we do have to go through a healing process with that. And part of that is going through that judgment of bad and good, if that makes sense. And then ultimately, I believe, growing through that process and coming on the other end of it to go, wow, I understand the lesson behind this, you know. However, I can let my mother or that mother figure know that, you know, constructively and with so much love that it's hard for me to trust you, and there are a lot of reasons for that, but I need to choose to love you from a distance at times. And
yeah.
And sometimes that's even constructive criticism is even hard to take. But see, then again, we can't let people walk all over us. So we have to stand in our truth and use our discernment and let them know, you know, you're not going to deceive me anymore. And I thank you. Thank you for helping me realize when I'm being deceived. You know, it's so hard. But yeah, ultimately, if you can grow from things like that in that way, I think that's where we have the power to choose.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's it, you, Tony?
Yeah, I agree with Jessica, and it's very, very hard to do, but I think you get to a point in your life where you can either go along, you know, you can keep judging, or like Jessica said, if it's something that affects you that bad, that you can love from afar. The other thing that about judgment is I've always tried to live, and I'm not perfect by any means because I've made a lot of mistakes with this, but I always say, I think it's in the Bible too, but I can't remember it. I don't quote very good from there, but it's kind of, you know, you need to look in your own backyard before you judge somebody else. You know, just like I don't want to talk about what happened at the Oscars, but basically, you know, you really can't condemn Chris Rock or Will Smith because you've done the same thing. You know what I mean? And you don't
you can
know
talk
what
about
was
the Oscars,
Tammy.
That's great.
I mean, go for it. It was on Saturday Night Live last night. It's like, we're not going to talk about the slap. It's all.
Well, I think we can see it from both sides, like how each of them, you know, must have felt. And that's,
And with
well, it was entertaining. Holy doodles.
It was it was the best Oscar ever. I'll probably get in trouble for saying that, but it was boring until that happened. But anyway, you know, with cancel culture, this world, they could be canceled in 2 minutes. Like, it's so unreal to me how cancel culture works, and it works from the beginning of a judgment, I feel.
Snap judgment, too, very often.
Yeah, snap judgment. Yeah. I agree also judging can be looked as a positive and a negative. Like, as I get older, I take anything that people tell me, and I try to use that, you know, for the better. You have to get to a certain place before that happens, but it's really sad about cancel culture, and people can lose their livelihoods and lose everything, you know, because someone, you know, does a snap judgment and it's not true. So it's kind of weird how that happens.
Yeah. And criticism too is one of those sort of who are we really to criticize? If another person is not hurting anyone, that's where I draw the line.
Right.
If you're hurting other people, I'm going to judge you. I'm going to criticize you.
Right.
But if people are, I remember this chap in Toronto many, many years ago was arrested and tried for this young girl's murder. Now, he wasn't guilty. The only reason that they pulled this guy in was they seemed him to be odd because he kept bees. He was like a nerd, and he had all these amazing hobbies that he liked to do. He's like a beekeeper, and he had some, you know, things going on with experiments, science and stuff like that. He was just a really intelligent guy who was interested in a lot of stuff. And he was proved innocent for sure. But the thing is, they judged him because he wasn't like, you know, going shopping and, you know, all the sort of normal things you're supposed to do. He had interests, and he was certainly a very gentle soul too. And his life, as you say, Tony, was turned upside down because of judgment. And I was thinking of, I love this. I really want to cross stitch this as a sampler one day. Be reasonable, do it my way, you know.
Yeah.
we do that to each other, and it's like, especially with, I'm sorry if people are religious, but, you know, very often that religious judgment just screws lives up so much. One thing I can't stand is like these religions that say you are a sinner just by being born. Let's just reduce the odds completely for this poor person, right? And just nail their heads or right at the starting line. Holy cow. You know, have either of you heard of the MBTI, the Myers-Briggs test?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's an interesting one, and it's all over the, you can get it online. I think there's some that charge for it, some are free, but it does help you. I took the test and found out I was an INFP, which means my judging skills or abilities are very poor. I tend to, and I've noticed that in my life, that I don't tend to judge people, and then some of them I really should have judged. I should have not trusted them. But I tend to give people way more chances than they probably deserve sometimes. And it gets me in trouble. You guys should take the test. Let me find it for you after the show and send it. You can just see. Because it's very interesting. It's based on the work of Carl Jung, who, as you know, we know, was a really spiritual guy. Like, he's one of my favorite psychiatrists, you know. He's just a brilliant, brilliant man. And Isabel Myers and, forget the other lady's first name, and Briggs came up with these tests. They look at 16 personality points. And I'll send you, I'll put it online on our Enter the Light page, and everyone can have a look, take the test if you want. But it's very interesting, and it does help you get through the world. Like if you do tend to be more judgmental of others, it kind of helps you understand why you're like that and that you are like that. But there's a wonderful song, I think it's by Little Feet, or no, maybe not, but anyway, the line is, before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. And I think that's where you were talking about, Tony, you know, look in your own backyard first. You know, am I doing the exact same thing I'm judging another for? But one thing I wanted to look at was all of us do what we can call light worker work, psychic work, spiritual work, whatever label you want to put on it. We're all at some point seen as like woo-woo, you know, that kind of, you know, people just automatically assume that what we do is a pseudoscience that is open game, or it's game, what's that word, open season on laughing at these people, you know, making fun of them. Some of the best people I know are some of the best psychics and the best mediums ever, and if you're making fun of these people, you're missing out on a lot. Who's the chap on Netflix? He's really good. Tyler.
He's a kid. Marianne really likes him. I don't know his last name.
I think a lot of his work, his abilities come from a very, very hard growing up. I think he got teased. He was gay. So, you know, he had that. And then again, people judge. The poor guy, people judge. It's, you know, his being gay doesn't hurt anybody, you know, and I don't personally get it, but I don't know if there's even a conclusion we can come to from this
well,
little talk.
That was another thing about, you know, someone in my life, because you know, from a very young age I've been bisexual, and that's all I ever knew. I mean, I never, ever saw, like, the difference in not loving one over the other, or I just, for me.
For sure, yeah.
I don't know. It's just that I've always been that way. But, you know, someone in my life always showed such disdain, so much hate for that. So it kind of shifted our relationship. When I was 14, she had found a letter from my girlfriend in my back pocket at the time. I think I was probably in high school or middle school, I don't know. And, it was about me being possessed with demons. And it was just, homosexual demons, literally.
Oh, wow.
So, and that was a huge, huge judgment from that person that I just did not honestly understand. Like, but then, honestly, over the years and years and years, I've had to realize that this wasn't a projection of judgment towards me of hate. It was towards an individual that was gay that did hurt her when she was young. So it was a projection of her own pain projected on me. Or just, I mean, and it's funny because this person will still say to this day, you know, I figured it all out, you know, by now. Funny because this person will still say to this day in front of my presence to make sure I hear, she'll say, I hate the F-A-G-G-I-T word. You know what I'm trying to say, that word. And I could never stand that word, but they will still say it. And they will make it a point in my presence to say out loud, I hate F or gay people. And, you know, I remember I had to turn to her at one point. I just lovingly stand in my truth, and I said, and that's okay. You're allowed to feel that way because I understand you were hurt by someone of the homosexual type, whatever you want to call it. And I told her, I said, I really understand that this is pain that you haven't processed through yet. And you continue to hang on to that pain and that hurt. And that's okay. But I really hope you heal. And I'm going to pray for you. And that was like it could say. I mean,
really?
And I believe that's where constructive criticism can actually help someone maybe grow or maybe see it from a different point of view. Or maybe they just really needed to be heard. Or I don't know. Maybe it was... you know, at some point, maybe, you know, started a seed and grow and, you know, help her perception shift a little bit so that she can grow past this pain and hopefully heal from the origination of it. So, you know, and I remembered, I discussed with her that because this person was gay that hurt you does not mean that all gay people are that way. And does not mean that there should necessarily be hate towards every gay individual. I mean, this collective gay hate is not good for anyone, you know?
Gosh, no.
You know, so hopefully, I don't know, you know, I lovingly keep my distance. I do visit when I need to visit, as my kids do live with her, and that's fine too. So I go over to visit. It's just, you know, I have to just always use that discernment and not hold this attitude of, oh, I can't stand her. But I really love my mom. I just absolutely love my mom. Just going to say that.
I understand. It's
That's
so
hard.
Weird when you're caught between like two extremes, and both of them can be true at the same time, which is
absolutely.
You know, that's amazing. Yeah. But I'm so glad, you know, you chose love. You chose to come from a place of love, not
Me too.
Fear. Yeah,
right.
Because fear is where war begins, right? And
well,
you
know,
this
is amazing. I don't know. Yeah, I was just thinking if we had any callers.
Oh,
we
yes,
did.
That's what I was about to say. We've got sort of a bunch of people waiting. And But that's
okay. I wasn't
sure if
we were just...
Yeah, it was very cool. Like, you know, we should have coffee and sit around and talk
right?
more.
So cool.
But, if there's anyone got any last thoughts they want to add, please do. Yeah.
I hope I
put
it together right. So, but because of everything that's going on in Florida about the gay, you know, don't say gay. One of the comedians, I can't remember who said it, but they said it's ironic because you have to say gay to say don't say gay. Do you get what I'm
saying? That's hilarious.
It's hilarious. So funny. Then I thought about it, and I'm like, that is hilarious. That's amazing. You don't say gay, but you have to say gay.
That's wonderful. And nobody gets hurt. It's just a gentle, humorous thing that just happened.
Yeah.
And right. I was thinking, too, we wouldn't be able to use Deck the Halls anymore as a Christmas carol.
Right.
You know, Don We Know and everything. So, yeah, I'd be careful before they ban that. You know, that's crazy. And it used to mean happy person, you know?
Yeah. So it still does. Right.
It still does. I love
very
that.
Very colorful,
oh,
happy
goodness.
Person.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, what would the world be without rainbows, right? Hello.
So bad.
It would be, you're right. And very, very gray, black and white, and which is,
very,
you know,
gray.
A nice... nice shades of gray, but you got to add a little color. So,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, you guys. We'll have this topic again sometime. And right now, if you guys are ready, we'll
love
go
it.
To our patient waiting list here. 212, yeah. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Oh, hi. This is Bryn from New York City.
Hi, Bryn. Welcome. Lovely to hear from you on this spring day. How are you doing?
Yeah. Been a little while. I'm doing okay. I just want to see if there's any important message or messages that I need to hear.
Okay. Something. Okay. I just wrote down. This is Lynn, Bryn. I just wrote down the word stalled. It feels like I'm getting an image of somebody, like a car stuck in the mud and spinning its wheels. What's going
That's
on?
What it feels like today, yeah. I woke up feeling that way, and I'm just kind of accepting it as a... I'm not trying to change anything because it's just... It feels stalled, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, very blocky sort of feeling. Are you... So when you say you're not, like, fighting, it's just very good because, you know, it's true. What we resist will persist, so to speak,
exactly.
If we're fighting against what is. But are you, well, I guess the question that comes in, are you taking care of the fun part of you, or is everything sort of a slog right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not great weather out today. If it were a little sunnier and less cold, I would probably be out more. So I've been doing some reading. I've been looking at some interesting YouTube videos. I've been... doing some clearing of my room here and there. So those kind of things, I mean, it's not mega fun, but it's like, it's occupying my mind so things don't get so, you know, cyclic in my mind.
Yeah, you're carrying on, I understand, and that's very cool.
Yeah.
But it feels like you need something delightful to,
you know, some, that's true.
Yeah, a little bit of fancy, what you fancy does you good. And that can apply to activities as well.
Right.
Do you have access to a streaming service? Like if you can just, it feels like you need a jolt of like good comedy or something that will... Or something touching, like you almost need to watch one of those feel-good films where, you know, all the puppies and kittens at the end. And, you know, it's almost like you need a fantasy world where their wishes do come true.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I might have something like that in my house somewhere that I can put on.
Yeah.
Try to...
And I understand the sort of get the work done and carry on, and that's a really good way to do it. But I think you need a little bit of frivolity, something, as we were just saying, you need a little rainbow, little color in your life. And so don't feel free and don't feel guilty about, you know, like they say guilty pleasures. But I honestly think if those restore your soul a little bit,
have
that and don't feel guilty. So that's what's coming in, Bryn. I just think, you know, go have a little bit of fun, you know.
Okay.
Do something that makes your soul smile. And on the stalled thing, it feels like the less pressure that's put on whatever situation is stalled. I'm talking about like when your energy flows, if you can hold the situation rather than push at it, if that makes sense, as an energy manipulator. Do a pull.
Okay.
Pull it to you rather than fighting. You're doing the right thing. And you're very smart.
Thank you.
Keep a good gold star on your chart, right? Okay.
All right, thanks, Bryn. Appreciate
no
it.
Problem. Jessica or Tony, what do you guys have?
Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you so much. Hi, Brent. No, it's just it's fascinating because before we even took the first caller and I was yapping away, I was shuffling my cards. And, of course, Spirit knows who was going to come on. They knew it was going to be Bren. And this card popped out then when I was talking. So, and then I was going to shuffle again. And they said, no, that card's for Bren. I was like, okay. So, yep, they were already ahead of the game. And it's interesting as you talk because the card that I got for you is rest. Rest in the Holy Spirit.
I like that.
And this card is indicating a time for just meditation, maybe some prayer.
Right.
That you're kind of withdrawn, but that you need a retreat, something like Lynn said, something fun to fill your soul. So this card goes on to say, our culturally preserved notion that doing is the correct use of time, and that doing nothing is a complete waste of time, has indeed made us a sick society at times because we run ourselves down.
Right.
Your overwhelming desire to back off from this this withdrawal or whirlwind of activity and take a break. Even throw in the toad together isn't crazy or unrealistic. It's a direct summoness from like the Holy Spirit to withdraw your attention from the outer world. Does that make sense? Like from the news?
Oh, yeah, that's what it feels like today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, I'm not trying to, you know, although it's kind of difficult, I'm not taking it personally. So I'm just trying to be with it and, you know, take a suggestion from Lynn and you know, combining those two suggestions that are very related, you know, in their reading, that to, you know, give myself something of, in a way, stimulus of like, to lift my spirit, be it prayer, be it a movie, be it something, you know, that kind of
thing.
That relates to me, yeah, for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Great.
Would you like to go, Tony?
Thank you, yeah.
You're welcome.
Hi, Bren. It's Tony.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Tony. Hi, Tony.
So I have a good recommendation for a movie if you do have a streaming service. It's called, I don't know if you know about it, but it's called The Eyes of Tammy Faye Baker. It's just a great movie to make you laugh.
Did you see it already? I saw it. It was great. Great
it's
acting.
Great.
Yeah, no, it was wonderful. Yeah.
So if you can find a movie like that, I think.
Yeah.
I got the same thing as Lynn and Jessica got. You've been busy building your empire and doing serious things that the way you feel today is just normal. You have to just kick back and have a day off and think of nothing. The movie like Tammy Faye Baker. That's it.
That was a great movie.
You're on the right track. Yeah, it's a great movie. I'm trying to think of another one that I've seen. Coda's good, too. It's not that long, and it's really kind of a happy film. It's kind of slow in the beginning, but that'll also put you in a good space. But you're doing great. I mean, what I got for you is that I lead the circumstances in my world with confidence, harmony, and great generosity.
Oh, wow.
So,
that sounds good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah. Oh, lots of love and light coming your way from all of us, Bren. And,
thanks.
We'll talk to you. You're sort of a regular on the show, and it's always lovely to talk to you. So fall by anytime.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting help from you guys. I appreciate it very much. Thanks.
Well, lots of love
to
you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, same to you. Yeah.
Oh, sweetie. That's Bryn. I think he's been calling in for a couple of years now. He's always a lovely energy. Hi, 203. Yeah, you're on the. It is. Yeah. Hi, 203. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name's Pat. How are you,
hey, Pat? Good. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really pretty bad. I'm in a crisis. I mean, there's so much going on that I know and have an understanding of, but I'm just so deeply worried about my son. And I keep trying to, you know, work towards a more positive life, and I keep having more and more things, devastating things happen, which pretty much end up being financial. And I just got hit again on the way up to see my son. I've got a $2,000 bill for tooth repairs, and I just, on the way up, stopped at the dentist, and I now have another probably $4,000. And my insurance was canceled. That's a long story. It's state insurance. But then getting up to visit my son and my four-year-old granddaughter to celebrate her birthday and his wife, it's stressful, but this weekend was just horrible. And my son needs help, and I'm really worried for him. And worried for their marriage.
Your son is it a mental illness you're describing with your son, Pat?
He's got depression, and he told me last night that starting after dinner when the baby goes to bed, because she's so hyper, he starts drinking beer. He said, I drink just enough so I don't wake up with a hangover every morning. He's depressed and under tremendous stress in all areas. And he really lit into me and was cruel and mean and blew up at me. And, I mean, that happens all the time. And I usually, well, this was an explosion that hadn't happened like this for a while. Anyway, you know, I mean, I sent him a text, I love you deeply. You may not even want to hear that or value it right now. I get it, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, yeah, a lot of things triggered. Love you, be safe. So, I mean, literally, I thought, am I not going to hear from him for a year? That was just so explosive. And to the point where I even talked to his wife, which I never want to betray confidences of either of them. But I have to say I'm concerned about you and your daughter and Terry, everybody, with his explosive rages. And I keep praying that this will turn and he'll get better, but it's not.
Don't take this the wrong way, Pat, but just remember that you can't attach an expectation to the outcome of your prayer. Because the spirit of your prayer will always be answered, but it may not be answered in the way that we expect it to be. I'm just going to say, like, right now, you're going through a catastrophe all around you. Everything is a catastrophe, and it feels like you're in the middle of a tornado emotionally. So the question is...
It's been two years with everything from my mechanic blowing my engine. You know, it's been one thing after another, and I had a stroke only 3 months before. So I'm really trying to hold it together and cope and say, okay, that's done. Let's move forward. And then something else happens. So, yes, I am in a catastrophe for 2 years.
Yeah. So I think the first thing you need to do is find a way to not, okay, you know what I'm talking about with the law of attraction, manifesting.
Oh, you know, I yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but I really don't want to be told I'm manifesting all this.
No, that's not what I was going to say. But I was going to say that. What we focus on expands, and it's as true as the third law of physics, that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. What I'm not saying is you are causing this. I think you've got enough, you're feeling guilty enough about it all. It feels like you're carrying all of this on your human shoulders, the whole burden, all of it. And nobody can do that. Jessica and Tony, I hope you guys will jump in because this is a big one. And mm-hmm. this is really hard yeah. to advise someone without. And again, our topic is criticism and judgment. We're not doing either. I promise you, Pat, we are not.
Right.
Okay.
I'm getting better and better with my focus. I literally left positive, you know, just trying my hardest to have a wonderful weekend. I was planning on a wonderful weekend. I start off positive as soon as I get through another crisis cycle, and then bam. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. And I've been doing for the past, three weeks, I've been fervently doing Ho'oponopono, saying, you know, whatever I am a part of this, please, I love you, forgive, you know, I'm doing that. And things just got 300 times worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tony, were you about to jump in there, or am I just imagining things?
Yeah, you're imagining. No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I got that your heart is open and filled with love, but and I also got falling leaves, which is some kind of an omen. Think you're, you know, you want to help, and you're open, and in the card that I pulled, also Ace of Cups, is all about positivity, but the other side is not there yet. They're not there at all to where, so you can be as positive as you want, and you're doing the right things because you have, you know, you have some financial difficulty, you had a stroke, you're trying to take care of yourself, you're going in with a positive attitude, trying with love and an open heart, but they're not ready to see that to your son or your daughter. Yeah,
I understand that. And so I even said to the daughter-in-law, so all I can do is go home and pray from a distance. And that's what I do. I pray and I step back and I don't reach out to him. He reaches out to me. And clearly what I saw this week, and like you say, there's no way he's going to go for help. And all I can do is pray that he will turn around someday and seek help because he needs it. And
well, what about, will she do an interview? Would she do an intervention with you? He needs the intervention. I mean, you know, it's not going to change until he realizes that, you know, he's on a road to destruction. And I mean, the only thing that comes to my, you know, I've seen many people that, and I can't tell you what to do, or I don't know the circumstances. But I've seen interventions happen, and it's not that you're, you know, if you're talking to her and she's at her wit's end and she doesn't know what to do, it's not betraying him. You're trying to help her, help the family. So
no, this is the most I've ever talked to her in I don't know how many mm-hmm. years. She's very, you know, I'm not a big part of the family, and I think about help. She said, you know, I have talked to him about it. Maybe, she said, I'll think about what to do next. Maybe I need to talk about it a little more forcefully. But she's totally worn out. She's so busy taking care of the child and the house and her business. And she said, frankly, I don't have any sympathy anymore. And I completely understand that. You know, the little bit that I did today, it was really risky for me to even approach her. I'm not part of it. I'm not included. So an intervention, I doubt she would do that.
Right.
I know that, you know, her parents are up there in the same area, and I trust that she talks to them. And I'm sure they're concerned. And I really feel odd man out. I feel like maybe they all hate me because I'm his mother, and what did I do to him to make him this way, and why did she marry him? And I know that's my own stuff, but.
Yeah.
I can tell you from my own experience that when I tried to intervene and help in one of our family situations,
they no longer talk to me. So,
yeah.
You know, I feel so bad for you, honestly. It's a hard place to be, and you love your son so much that you just want to help. And, you know, eventually my brother did talk to me, but his wife still doesn't, you know. So I get what you're saying. You don't know where you know, because what happens is you might help him and then they get back together and then they don't talk to you. It's a really hard place to be.
I don't have a place in the scheme of things to do an intervention.
Right.
I know that very clearly. I know I have to wait for, you know, Kristen or maybe her parents to talk to him as well. But I know I can't do anything except hope and pray. And I'm not even hoping for myself. I'm hoping that he'll be safe and not in harm's way, including his wife and her child, let alone him trying to please get some happiness in his life.
Well, I think he, and this is just what I think because I don't have a crystal ball, but what I'm getting is that your son is going to come to you. Like there's intermittent times that he does come to you now, and their marriage might fall apart or the whole thing might come to a head, which it's probably going to, but he's going to reach out to you because you're the only one he's got.
Well, he reaches out to me, and I just found from the wife that the reaching out, she hears him talking and just complaining, and, you know, I got the other side of it, you know. He makes it look like the daughter is really, really, really testing him, and the wife is saying, you know, he needs to learn better parenting skills and not take things personally and argue with a four-year-old, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know. At the moment,
you can just listen. All you can do is listen.
I do.
Because, yeah, that's all you can do, hon. Yep, because you can't take sides, and it's good that they're reaching out, even though they're reaching out against each other. But I feel that that's a road to healing, you know, even just reaching out if it's bitter and blah, 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 you know, lots of chatter. But at least they're reaching out. Yep.
Okay. Well,
what do you think, Jessica?
As far as that, yes.
Yeah.
It's funny how we were talking about relationships, you know, and I was kind of going on about my relationship, too, and kind of how I had to conclude. The card that actually came out for you, and I don't mean to switch topics, but jumping back to the money situation that you were worried about, and I think this is what this card is in relation to, as well as your personal relationship, and I thought it was really beautiful. It's called business. This is a money or a card about money or profits or bargaining and negotiating. The abundantly prosperous and indefinitely loving divine goddess Venus delights in guiding you in your business and money making matters. As the goddess of love and relationships, she affirms that at the heart of all success is business. You'll find good relationships between people who trust one another to new levels of mastery and applying love in order to create the most advantageous business partnership possible. She wants you to move past any resistance to her garden of earthly abundance and learn the art of creating prosperity and success. With her assistance, you'll find that you'll genuinely love what you're doing professionally and have a new appreciation for those that are around you. This is a really neat approach. So I think this card is indicating that, you know, don't be in resistance to abundance, just allow it to flow to you. I think it's just confirming you're going to be okay as far as that goes.
I actually I take care of dogs. I have very little work, but taking care of dogs and very, very low income. And I met a neighbor moving into one place, and I text her about taking care of a dog if she gets one. And she's thinking of 9 days out of the month because it's going to be, that'll be very expensive for her. I'm sure they're wealthy, but do you see that coming in? Because that would help me a lot with the dental bills.
I think this is affirming that because, and then the card says, it goes on to say, this is a win-win approach to business, and this will empower your efforts to soon find yourself in a state of grace when it comes to succeeding on the material plane.
Okay.
With Venus, yes, with Venus here, your divine mentor, this is her probably just speaking at this time, you're at the right place in the right time to be blessed. The right idea is to create a successful outcome for yourself. Let your heart be as generous as possible in your work and approach it as an art whose creations you delight in. Guard against becoming, you know, greedy, it says, or drunk with materialism. Venus's message, business is an art, comes with love, which you can master if you work from the heart and love. Oh, I love that, especially how you were just talking about this. Yes, I think it's a beautiful confirmation.
It is. That's very true. It's what I've been thinking of lately and trying to guide myself in the way I take care of the dogs.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Nice to work around angels when you're going through stuff because dogs are the best for that. Yeah. I was just going to add that. Go ahead. Sorry, Jessica.
No, please, go ahead.
Okay. Pat, I was just going to add that what came in while the others were talking with you was the Serenity Prayer that I would add to your prayers, as you say every day.
Yes.
So ask for the serenity to accept the things that you can't change, the courage to change the ones you can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Do whatever you can, Pat, every day to calm yourself, because people who are carrying gigantic loads have to stay very balanced. You know, it's really important that you keep your balance. And just like you were saying, grin a little bit. You know, don't forget, you need to have a little bit of fun. I know all this stuff's going on, but make sure that Pat gets to laugh a couple of times a day, okay?
Parting words, does anybody see that this is going to go positive, you know, ultimately?
Yes.
With my son?
That's
all I need.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're going to be surprised with your son, I think.
Okay.
You know what I'm
doing. Okay.
Yeah. And maybe the space is good. He knows you love him. He knows you're there for him. They're just going through a hard time. They're going to have to work it out, you know, but he knows he has you, which is amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's all I need is a little bit of hope, and I will continue on with my prayers. And thank you for your advice of the prayers to say and everything. I appreciate it. I really do.
Okay, Pat.
Yeah, no worries, Pat.
Stay strong
and
carry on because you're it's always the strong people that, you know, they have the hardest because they are so strong and they carry for everyone. So, but take care of yourself, lovey, and keep one foot in front of the other and it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless
you're
you.
Very
you're
very welcome. Bless you too. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
267. Hi.
This is Blair. Hi.
Who's that? I'm sorry.
Blair.
Blair?
Blair. Yes. Hi.
Sorry, our sound's a little funny right now. How can we help you, Blair?
Just wondering what you were picking up. I spoke to you guys last week. I got an extension with my landlord. And we had to step into, it was very karmic what was going on between us, but I was able to take my power back with our interactions and, you know, the past life, the trauma that was coming up having to do with my, like a situation that I went through years ago that was like similar to this. And reworked it, so like, I was very happy with that. But now, or I should say so now, all my stuff is in boxes. I'm in this house where I have been. I'm still looking for a place, a new house to move into. And I'm just sort of like in this in-between time, and I'm wondering, like, there's like sort of this like low-grade anxiety of like, you know, I'm going to go look at a place tomorrow, which I've been looking at for like the last 3 weeks. Now they're finally doing showings. So, you know, it's like I'm sort of wondering, like, is it going to work out with this place, or how soon will I find a new place, or am I going to have to go through like another round of stuff with these people again, my landlords, because, again, the whole karma thing. So it's like you're kind of just like sitting wondering, like, is it actually over and I'll just easily find a place? Yeah, so I'm just wondering what you guys are picking up. I mean, I know I need to, like, let go of control and I'm working on that, but I still can't help but wonder.
I was just writing down hovering. It feels like you're up in the air right now. Sorry, this is Lynn. I just should have let you. Okay, let go, but do the work. Okay, so, yeah, we have to let go of the outcome. We can't attach expectations to the outcome. That can really bring suffering in a big way. But we have to create, right? And so it's a delicate balance between letting go and doing the work required to get yourself from point A to point B, right? So you're continuing to do the work. It's the anxiety that gets in our way. And there's nothing wrong with that. As human beings, we are wired to want certainty. So there's nothing wrong with your reaction. It's just a human reaction to the uncertainty of it all. Because, you know, living life is it's a very intense chore sometimes, right? Trying to hold space for everything that happens. And that's sort of makes me think of Pat, our previous caller, like trying to hold space with all this insane stuff going on all around you. And so if you're feeling a little bit like you're hovering, and that's the word that came up for you, yes, you are. And it's there's an expression like when one door closes, another opens, but it's hell in the hallway. And that's the uncertainty thing that's actually probably a very physiological reaction that you're having. Because, you know, it's our reptilian core, you know, that sort of ancient part of the brain that has the flight or fight response, the freezing and the action or freezing up sort of thing. So you're just experiencing that wonderful cocktail of reaction as a human being to the uncertainty of it all. As a spiritual being, though, that's a whole different thing, because you can stay balanced in your spirit with the knowing that whatever happens with your co-creation, it will turn out for the best. It's not always, it's like the Stone Song, right? You don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. And I have found that to be true and I've gone kicking and screaming into situations where I was absolutely sure it had to be this way. And then in hindsight, if it had turned out the way I wanted it, it would have been a disaster. So what you're doing right now is you're in that hallway and you don't know whether you're coming or going. What I would do right now is work very hard on the physiological response of anxiety, learning the breathing exercises. You're familiar with square breathing, are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Focus on those, even if you have to force yourself a little bit. It's really important to get yourself into a calm state so that you can deal with all this. The big strong feeling that comes up behind the anxiety for me, for you, is that it is going to be all right, but it's the waiting. It's that waiting. So you need to almost distract yourself. But I did get the elephant coming in for you for this, and I'm just what I'm going to do is put you over to hang on, I can pull it up right now. The spiritual meaning of the elephant brings in it's a symbol of good luck, prosperity, remover of obstacles, It also offers you strength, power, wisdom, memory, and vitality. And also, it's seen as a destroyer of evil. So I think that's a lot of, and you can look it up on, there's other sites that tell you what the energy of the elephant brings to you. But yeah, I think that's a very good sign. And I do feel like it is going to work out, but the important thing is to stay balanced throughout this, because you can almost bring on, like, weird stuff can happen to you when you start to focus on the weird stuff happening. And it is almost like a quantum physics thing where the energy you're putting into the situation is determining, not causing the ultimate outcome, but it does influence the outcome. So thoughts are very powerful things. Look up Einstein on that subject a little bit. He knew something going on there. So anyway, I leave you with the elephant and some really good messages there. And I'm going to put you over to, I guess, Jessica, are you ready?
Thank you. I know, if Tony can go real quick, I'm having just a conversation. I'm so sorry if my daughter or my dad.
Yeah, no worries. So hello, what I got is almost the same. So the card that I got for you was you're sitting there and you're holding your belongings. So, because you talk about you're living out of boxes and then seeing out to the city with some mountains behind it. So I don't know if this round will be the one for you, but I think because your landlord did work with you, I think you're okay. It's just like Lynn said, you have to just wait for the right place because it says you're building your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's going to fall together. So it's just a matter of trusting your instincts and going, you know, you're okay. That thing that happened to you before isn't going to happen again. And then you're going to find your place where you're supposed to be. I don't know if it's going to be this round or next round, but.
Right. And the thing is, like, that I notice, and, you know, this is past baggage, but that's what's influencing, you know, this anxiety a bit, too, is that years ago when I went through it, the situation, I was supposed to be finding another, it had to do with my parents. I was at my parents' house, and I was supposed to be finding another opportunity or another house to live in or whatever, job-wise. And I had so much pressure on me from them, I just was never able to meet the deadlines. And yeah. It just really kind of wore at my self-esteem and, like, not being able to be in the flow and the trusting. So now this time around, I know I'm rebuilding myself, and, again, from an empowered place, because, again, the stuff that I just went through with these people – not the same situation,
right?
But, you know, the similarity of it, that's what brings it up of, like, can I do this in the 30 days or less? And that's what it is that makes me feel uncomfortable. So I am watching my thoughts, and I am going out to the park a lot and doing these other things. But, yeah, it's just, like, again, this, like, it's just uncomfortable. I'll just say that. Just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to happen.
Why?
You just need to remain positive. I mean, you're in the right place. It's going to happen. It's not the same situation. So, I don't see anything bad happening at all.
Yeah.
I see that you're building your life in the right way, and whatever is coming is going to be a good move. And your landlord worked with you because, you know, they're great people. And I just don't see any storm ahead. That's not, you know, in this card, it doesn't say that. So
yeah, because that's what when Lynn's talking about, like, the physiology of it, what it is. It's like that's still stored in my body, that trauma. So it's been coming up through this experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's a really good reminder of just being like, well, again, this is just memory.
memories of yourself is being released and just breathe through it and just let that be it and that's it.
Well put.
Yeah. That's what's difficult. When you go through a trauma experience, you don't like it when you go through it. Then you experience, well, afterwards, then it's trauma that you carry with you. And then when it needs to come up again, so then you're kind of experiencing it again. And it's like, oh, no.
It's uncomfortable.
Well, PTSD is just
remember, you're in a different place.
This is for Blair. I actually have a card that I pulled out before I was interrupted. Sorry about that. Thank you for giving me a minute, Tony. The card for you, Blair, is leadership and the Holy Spirit. It's about charisma, enterprise, authority, and motivation. It says the Holy Spirit is encouraging you to consciously and fully embrace the leadership role you're craving out for yourself. Through your focus, dedication, stability, and discipline, you're emerging from the background and becoming recognized for both your competence and wisdom. Others are naturally attracted to your charismatic vibration. This will follow your lead, and they will, as they rightfully sense that you can be trusted. The Holy Spirit is your guiding force as you motivate and inspire others. Indeed, the very word inspire comes from the word spirit and means to invite or to inhale the Holy Spirit into your life and move you towards your creative spiritual best. The Holy Spirit affirms that your assignment for now is to shine your bright light on the world and make no apologies for your enthusiasm or your confidence and how you lead others. You stand your higher ground. Be mindful, however, not to overdrive yourself and become disconnected from your source, or you risk getting burned out. Enthusiasm is like fire and must be contained, or it can consume you. The Holy Spirit's message, lead with confidence. That's what I got from you.
Yeah, thank you. I like that. I got a similar card. It was either today or yesterday. And it also made me think, too, of the first time I went through this situation with my parents, I was really sort of clueless on how to handle their emotions and their projections onto me and all this stuff. And this time around, I was really good navigating it, of just like staying grounded and like staying, like kind of knowing the truth of things. And like they were doing a lot of blame. Like I was the one who was holding up their renovation job, and like I was doing something bad to them, even though I told them a bunch of times that like, I haven't found a house yet. The market's really, limited of what's out there. And, I've established a relationship with them for the last 4 months. Like, we know each other pretty well, or at least they know me pretty well, of, like, that I have good intentions. And it was just, I just noticed on how I was, like, taking the lead with that. I don't know if they appreciate it or if they notice it or if they're, like, actually looking within as far as what was triggered within them or not. But I was, like, that obviously was the way for me to go. Of just, there was a situation, too, like, which I thought was bizarre because I've been in contact with this lady, the woman who her son owns the place. Her son's, like, only, like, 20. And I've only been in touch with her, but, like, I guess all this anxiety came up for her and stress about her son not being able to get in here and do the renovation when they wanted to do it. She ended up sending her husband over here to basically intimidate me. I've met her husband once, and that really sort of frightened me. I was like, this is it, because I know you guys were talking, well, I guess, Lynn was saying, like, you give people too many chances. And that was one of my lessons, that, like, when you see some aggressive behavior like that or something that frightens you. Like I've been learning over the last several years not to give people second chances. Like if I notice something that's off, I just stop it. And then that happened. They scared the shit out of me by coming over. It was scary. And I went down to the police and I filed a report. You're not allowed to harass your tenants. So that also put them in line. And some can say maybe that was a bit extreme that I did that. But I've been on the other side of it, that like it turns bad. You let that shit go, like it goes bad.
Yep.
So it was, that also helped too, because when people aren't, even though these people are religious, if they're not on the spiritual path and like looking at their stuff and processing things, they start taking out all their anxiety and their stress on you. And the way that makes them listen is like if someone like a police comes in and goes and speaks to them and says, like, you can't do that. Like you need to kind of have that like authority step in. I'm not really into that, but I know that that's what makes like those other type of people like kind of sort themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Sometimes it really depends. You know, we have such a range of experiences and everything from horror to humor. You know, and I don't know sometimes how we stay on the surfboard sometimes, you know, it's quite the, quite the ride we go through. Shannon Johnson, who does the Lighthouse show on the network. She often reminds us that this planet has one of the sort of the heaviest densities, the most, the lowest vibration. We're going through stuff that, you know, just, I mean, we were talking about this before the show, you know, our jaws drop at what's going on around us in the world and how, you know, even as a, you know, mildly sensitive person, how you can weather that and go through it without like, you know, losing your mind. But the thing is, I think you have a really high spiritual intelligence, Blair, and I think that's carrying you. What the image I get is like a little boat that's carrying you through the rough waters, and you know how to steer your boat. You know, you've been through the storms, and so you don't need to fear them anymore. And it's true that the lessons get repeated until they're learned. And there's no deadline on this, you know, like we'll go through. I go through the same energy over and over and over again as I go through life. And it's like, not this again, but, you know, they're asking for another go at it, I guess. And we do take all this back with us. Before I move on, Blair, I have to ask you, I started writing the letter M. Do you know Marilyn? Is the name that's coming in?
I do not, although I did have a landlord many years ago that was Marilyn. So maybe that's connection there somehow.
Mm-hmm. Would this person have crossed, do you think?
By now, yeah, because I know she was, I didn't really know her, but just like sort of remotely. But yeah, I think she was in her 80s or 90s when I rented from her.
Wow. Well, I just, you know, see it, when you're doing your meditations and whatnot, just open up the question about Marilyn, because I've just found myself writing the letter M over and over and over, and I asked them what who's the M, and they wrote Marilyn. So you never know. She's either coming through to help you or just to remind you of stuff you've gotten through before. Like you've had 100% survival so far. So I think you're going to do fine. You are armed with some really good spiritual intelligence, which is carrying you. Thank you. You know.
Thank you. And I like that you said you don't have to fear the lessons or the storms anymore, which with everything, I think I'm pretty good. But this was one got was like poor. That it shook me up, and then I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yep.
I haven't had that in a really long time. That primal fear. Yeah,
you could treasure it too, though, as an aha moment, right?
Yeah,
you go. Yeah, the lessons can be like sharp and painful, but they really do. You know, they sort of help you to achieve a better energy, because you're like, well, you just get smarter, and every time you go down, you get up. You're good. You always rise again, no matter what you've been through. And that's something you can count on, which is very, very beautiful. Yeah, the expression was, I don't fear the storms, for I have learned to sail my ship. I can't remember who said it, but I'll try and post it on the Facebook page to give credit later. Mm-hmm. But you're doing great. You are.
Thank you. I mean, that was the, with all the lessons that I've had over the years, you know, the most, I'm talking about like most recent ones, I've always been like, yeah, I could rise above this one. But then when this came up, that's what the big fear was. I was like, oh no, is it taking me down? Like really, like, because, you know, you go through period, well, maybe not you, but I've gone through periods that like you go through an experience that just feels stronger than you, and then I've been down for like several years, like many, many years, trying to pull myself back up, and now I'm at a point that I'm like, oh, I'm good, and my life is getting better, and then this came, and it was like, no! It feels more powerful than you, but yeah, that's the lesson. No more, I don't need to have this fear anymore that a storm's going to take me down. So, yeah.
Excellent. Fabulous.
Awesome.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing. And and you know, you're doing great despite all the brouhaha, you know, it's going to, I really think it's going to turn out to the best,
you know.
And it's going to be okay.
Thank you so much. It's nice sharing.
You're
thank you.
Okay. Love.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. All righty. Okay. So we'll move on. 917, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Happy
to. This is Carolyn. Hi.
Carolyn. Hi. Welcome
Karen.
To the show. Oh, Karen.
Karen.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Welcome, Karen. How can we help you today? Did you have a question?
Well, okay. Well, I have so much going on and so many problems. So I'm looking to meet new like-minded friends. And in a month, I would like to be able to rent a room. So, you know, hoping that I find people that I like and trust. And one of them would be that I would, you know, feel comfortable enough to have them in my space. I'm also dealing with a bunch of health problems and facing a lot of dental work. I don't know if this is the right time for that and if that'll be successful. And so I'm kind of like not sure which way to go and what's happening. And so is there any guidance in what Spirit has coming up for me? Does that make any sense?
Sure does, yes. Okay, Karen, this is Lynn. I've been scribbling as you've been speaking. The first thing that comes up is flowers. Are you inclined to be a gardener, or what is it about flowers with you?
Oh, I like flowers, but I live in an apartment building. You know, I don't have a backyard or any way to do flowers. And I never did have a green thumb. Whenever I've tried to grow things, I haven't been successful. The only thing I'm successful with and have now is two aloe vera plants, but they're not flowers.
Well, they're beautiful.
Anyway, but I love flowers, and I love flower, you know, I like flower scents, of course.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about flowers. And then I wrote down punching Cupid in the nose. Okay. That's exactly how it comes in. Have you, I guess, it feels like you've kissed a lot of frogs in your time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just haven't found the prince
yet. I was
involved.
I was involved with someone for a long time, and we had lived together, and he passed away. It's almost 3 years, 2.5 plus years that so I've been grieving the loss of him. I've also been told that there's other people or another relationship.
So I think so.
Like, you know, trying to leave and heal and maybe be ready at the right time. So,
well, would your husband, was it a husband? Were you married to this person?
Well, it was like that kind of relationship. We just never went and got the legality. Mm-hmm. It was kind of because there are other issues.
That's a marriage.
But it
would
was that kind of relationship.
Would he have given you flowers, Karen?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I think
that's where
it's coming from, because it's like, it's not just like Karen in a garden growing. It's like Karen surrounded by flowers, like massive florals around you. So I think you're getting, like, you're being sent bouquets and bouquets and bouquets. And I feel like, you know, still talk to him. Love doesn't end, right? Just because somebody isn't in a body anymore. They're still very much with you. So maybe...
Yes.
If you can, get yourself some flowers now and then, because I think you need something. They're so beautiful, and you need them. And just as a fellow gardener, I'd say, you know, try some African violets. It's something easy that doesn't, you know, they're not fussy, but they have little, find some things that you won't just kill, because you do have a green thumb if you want to. I think what you need are those plants that are like, because aloes are cool, like you can neglect them for a while and they still love you, right? So but this punching Cupid in the nose thing, I think that means is what, instead of looking for a romance, capital R, I think what you're looking for is more like a comfortable pair of slippers rather than the big fireworks and the, you know, like that. And I think it's actually just, it's, you already maybe know this person or you're just about to meet them, but that, don't underestimate the power of a comfortable partner. So they may not be flashy or like that. So what I mean by the Cupid, I'm seeing like someone struck by Cupid's arrow and they're all like, oh my God, I'd die for you. Well, this is somebody you would live for, if that makes sense, right? Who's coming into your life. And it's actually really warm, cozy, and wonderful, and it tastes like a nice cup of hot chocolate on a cold day. So I don't know if that makes sense, but I feel like love is going to come back into your life. And who's John?
Well, I've had one or two maybe Johns in the past.
Mm-hmm. As boyfriend?
Yeah, well, one was Jonathan, so we called him John for short. And we met at a place where I had been working a long time ago, and then I did some freelance work for him, and we were involved. But it wasn't the best relationship. And anyway, that was a while ago.
Yeah, so that's where I'm getting the punch Cupid in the nose. And just look for something more sustainable, more life-affirming. And it's not flashy. It's not like razzle-dazzle, but it is so, it just gives life in such a calm and comfortable way. So don't worry about John, but it comes in. The name comes in for you. And I don't think you're going to be alone, Karen. I really don't. But ask your loved one in heaven. I don't know his name. It's not coming through, but ask him to, you know, because you have full, you know, it's full steam ahead in terms of it's okay to look for love again, right? In case you have any doubts about that. But it's hard to replace the good ones. But don't worry. It's going to come in for you.
Yeah. Love it. Are you getting anything about when or how I would meet this person? And I'm also looking for friends, like female, male, just, you know, good friends.
I think that's what we're describing here. Like it's, you know, I'm talking about a comfortable, so it could be, it doesn't have to be a sexual thing. It can be a friend that comes in, but it feels, the comfort of it is just fabulous, you know? It's like, you know, hot socks out of the dryer. I can't, I'm trying to get images and what it feels like for you, because I personally can't predict timelines. I can feel that it's soon. And what I'm seeing is it's like just around the corner. I'm seeing someone walking along and it's just around the corner, almost like they bash into each other coming from different directions. It feels really soon, Karen. I wish I could give you a date and time, but as we always say, you know, if we could do that stuff, we'd all have the lottery numbers. So, you know.
Yep.
And we've tried. Okay. We have tried. So anyway, let's see what Tony and Jessica have for you.
Thank you.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. I think just from all that we've been talking about, it's amazing and evident. I mean, we've talked about, like, nurturing and getting plants, you know, and, you know, trying kind of your hand at, you know, gardening again, you know, and which also has to do with nurturing and grounding and relationships. And I just thought it was really beautiful. As you were talking in the very beginning, this card jumped out, and it's self-love. And that's a beautiful card. You realize that love of self is necessary to love another. And I think you got this card because it's maybe you're at a critical time for that right now. But they're just kind of reminding you to, you know, show yourself that self-love as well. That's basically what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder.
I've been doing a lot of work, and I still have issues that are coming up that have been getting me in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going through a healing process, so to speak, and a purging of it. And that's absolutely part of a normal process. And, yeah, I think you'll get through it now.
Well, I've been working on it.
Oh, yeah.
I've been successful, so I get frustrated. It's like I'll feel like I take one step maybe and then two steps back. But I know you must have heard that before.
So do you work for yourself or do you have your own business?
No, I wish I did. I have no idea what kind of business I could do. It's a long story, my history. I've been obsessed with acting for a number of years and pursued that on and off through my life until I was very heavily taking care of my grandmother, and it got to be too much that I put the acting on hold. And then by the time she passed away, I just completely fell apart and said, oh, well, I'm too old now. It looks terrible. I'm not going back. And if it's meant to be, Spirit will give me a message, and I'll get a message of what I'm supposed to do. And I never got any messages. So I've been very frustrated and lost. I feel like I have a mission and a purpose, and I should be making real money instead of just getting my not enough Social Security. I hate to admit to that.
Do
you have any guidance about what are my gifts? What am I supposed to do, and how do I bring in real money? I would love to hear that.
It says that you do have an entrepreneurial, I can never say that right, spirit, meaning that you're a natural-born leader, and that you know, you could be ultra-successful if you put your creativity into light. I mean, I don't know. Do you paint, or what did you say? It was acting, or are you a painter?
Yeah. No, acting. I was, very into acting.
Yeah, it's good.
I have I took piano as a child, but unfortunately I didn't stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
and my
are
partner,
are you looking for a room to rent, or you want somebody to rent a room in your apartment?
To rent to. I have the room. I need
you
to
have
rent
the room.
To it.
Yeah. And so I think that's kind of what Lynn is. I think that's going to happen for you. And that person is going to end up being a friend of some kind that's going to help you. Maybe it is a new business that you might start together with this person, something you might not have thought about, but it's the right time in your life to do it. I don't necessarily see acting or anything like that, but I do also see the flowers for some reason and outside gardening. And I know you're in New York, so I don't know what that means, but, you know, maybe it could be a flower shop. I'm not sure. But I got the same thing when I was talking to you and you answered the phone. I mean, when we talked to you,
wow.
You said that you're passionate and heart fueled. We build this empire of light together. So it's something that you're going to build with this new person that I don't know if it's a love interest person or a friend, but it feels to me that the energy that, you know, that you have right now and the person that's coming, and I don't see it far away either, is going to help you figure out some things.
Hmm.
Get you out of this, kind of pull you up by your bootstraps and say, remember this, remember that. You had, you know, you wanted to do all this in your life and you put it behind you and you don't have anything to stop you now.
Are you getting anything about music?
I didn't get anything about music. No.
No, not playing piano or getting involved with a musician going forward.
No, I didn't get that. I don't know if anybody else did. I'm just getting outside flowers and plants.
I just wanted to remind Karen? This is Lynn. I just wanted to remind you that you have intuition as well. So if something's coming up for you about music, that's definitely a message coming through. Like, we're not the only ones who can receive. You receive messages all the time. So the music is important.
And flowers and a breath outside can be a breath of fresh air, something new. So it could be music. You know what I mean? It just looks like you can breathe now. You know what I mean? And and I think you will get that person that's going to help you financially. Somebody's, you know, whether it's a roommate or a friend, something's going to happen down the road.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just bring this up by a little? I'm not sure if the music is an intuition thing or a guilt thing, because my late partner was very talented and he composed music, but he never got it out anywhere and didn't like write it down and been having trouble finding the place where he recorded stuff. So I had this fantasy, if you will. You know, he wanted me to record stuff on the piano. He got a piano for us years back, but I'm kicking myself that I never went to it. It was too overwhelming and I kept saying, no, you play the piano, for you. I also inherited keyboards from him. So I had this fantasy, if I refreshed myself on the piano, and maybe I could do something with that, or somehow maybe channel through him his music and be able to get it out. So, and I've been so overwhelmed with my other problems and the grief and whatever, I haven't done anything with the piano stuff. And I'm feeling, I think guilt about that. And I think I'm also overwhelmed at the project because this is part of me saying, like, really? You really think you could do that?
Well, it says go for it. Yeah, I think you need to get out of that rut that you're in, and it's time to go for it because, you know, as they say, life is too short.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's like if a tree falls in the forest and all like that, you know, it doesn't matter if it gets out and it gets famous. The music is perfect in and of itself. And the music that he played is perfect. It, you know, everything's in the Akashic Records, so don't worry about it. It doesn't just go into the ether and disappear. That music is eternal. Honor him with the music. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that I would be able to channel him that way with the music?
Absolutely. Just get rid of the guilt, though, because guilt blocks you from stuff like that.
Yeah.
Any of those emotions that they, you know, work on the guilt. There's no need to have it. It's quite poisonous to your progress. So, guilt is not, you know, maybe ask your broken self, the broken parts of you, ask why you're feeling guilty, and then learn that you don't need it. You can lose that guilt, and you can totally, you know, the music is there for you. And it's just like right there. And you never know. Maybe you'll hate it. But if you don't, what was that? You miss 100%. Who said that? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Is somebody?
Yeah.
I'm quoting people today, but it's all very
different. Yeah, you're dead, too.
Yeah. But you do miss them. If you don't, you know, if you think you can't, then you're right. So don't hesitate, you know. Ask him to guide you. It's quite fun, you know, to just work with spirit. You know, I know a couple of people who've channeled books, you know, and they had doubt. They were like, can I do this? And the answer is, of course you can. Don't worry about it. Just close your eyes, plug your nose, and jump in with both feet.
Yeah, no right or wrong way. That's for sure.
Exactly. You know, it's you know, creation is an act of the divine always, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're putting eyes on a popsicle stick. I saw a carrot with two pins stuck in it for eyes, and it had won first prize in a thing, and it was actually people with sort of learning disabilities, these people, and this was the best thing this guy could do, and hit one first prize, and I've always remembered that. It just, my heart just, like, everybody can win first prize. Doesn't matter, you know. You know, it's what you do. It's the doing of it, right? So, yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. But that's beautiful, Karen. I think, Jessica, did you do your card, or I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yes. My marble. Okay. Good. All right. Well, we've got to get to a few more callers. I think we can fit them in, Karen, but I hope that helps. And let us know. Call us back and let us know how you're doing. And, you know, make the music, grow the flowers, or find a flower shop and work there. Whatever, you need more flowers in your life for sure. So
when it's nice, I go for walks in the park nearby, and there are flowers there. That could help.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I do that when it's nice.
Well, you know,
they're not growing it.
You can go to the hardware store and get these little grow light strips. Like, you know, they're and you get them as LEDs, so they don't pull a lot of power. And you can grow a lot of flowers indoors. You'd be surprised at what you can grow indoors. I would go on the internet and find out what can be grown inside. Right now in my house, I've got Clivia, great big orange flowers. I've got Sweet William growing that I planted in the fall. I stuck it under a light, and it's producing all these red and pink flowers, things you would never expect. So do a little research, but I bet you can have flowers in your house. And at best, you can go and get some and just have some bouquets around.
Okay.
Flowers and music can't be beat.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful.
So much.
Yeah. Don't worry, be happy, because it's, you know, this too shall pass. Just remember that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
love.
Thank you all. Appreciate
You're
it.
Very
You're welcome.
Welcome. Thanks for calling in, Karen, and we'll talk to you again, I hope.
Okay, yes. We'll do.
Okay, love and light, honey. Okay. And we have another 917. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Ashiel, I believe I spoke to you before, to you guys before, maybe not, but you guys sound familiar to me, so.
Say your name is Ashiel, is that right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. So how can we help you, Ashiel?
I'm trying to get some insight regarding my career. If I can get some advice or whatever you guys picking up, what's coming up. I would appreciate.
Weird question, Ashiel. Are you connected with the entertainment business somehow?
Not at the moment, but the last thing I was doing up to the end of the year, I was selling online on my store.
Yeah.
So basically, I put it on hold this year because I wanted to do something else. I was just trying to get a job, but I haven't been able to get a job, so. I'm just debating, what's my next step going to be.
Well, do you kind of crave, is there something, we just had a
call. I'm creative by nature. I'm very creative by nature, yes.
Yeah. it feels really strongly that if you're not able to be creative within the job you have, that it's not going to, you're not going to be a happy guy, you know. And even if you start on the ground floor of something, I'm seeing like a foot in the door. And don't feel weird about being pushy. I don't mean obnoxious, but I mean fight for your own worth, your own self-worth, because you do have talent. I think it's behind the scenes for you. Why am I seeing like a DJ? Or do you know what I mean?
You know, I'm open to anything, to be honest with you. So, you know, maybe that's what's going to come up. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, so it just feels like you're either on stage or behind the scenes, very close to it. But I wouldn't discount working in the entertainment business. Do you have a skill that you can bring to that venue?
I'm good with people. I'm good at negotiating. I'm good at marketing. I'm good at, you know, so I can see, you know,
Okay. Well, you know, you might look into working in a box office type thing, or it just feels like if you start in the periphery of it, you will be drawn into the center. You get more and more close to where the action is. But I wouldn't discount looking in the entertainment area for your work. It just feels like you're a flame that needs to, like an eternal flame, it needs to keep burning in order to, you know, light up the dark, so to speak. And yeah. Don't let yourself get stuck in a job that drains you of your creativity, because that's where you start to spin your wheels in life. So make sure that creative, and if you can't get a job that uses your creative skill, make sure you channel it then in a hobby sort of way. But don't stop creating, because it takes you to level after level after level. And I think if you stay on that course, you're gonna be able to like help other people be happy, if that makes sense. I think you're gonna find a happy.
It's funny to mm-hmm. say that, because I always get sometimes people just tell me their stories or whatever, the problems they're going through in life, even though I have my own problems. But, you know, I always talk to them and just give them advice from my heart. And it's always end up, well, why don't you become a coach or something? It's a good idea. So, I mean, it's been said many times.
Wow. follow that up, because I love that you have a good sense of what you're good at. Go with what you know and roll with it, build it, because I do feel that you bring happiness to others through your own journey. So keep on doing that. And I don't think you're going to, I think that you can't help but succeed as long as you honor the artist, the creator in you. And that doesn't mean you paint pictures necessarily. The art is exactly whatever it is you do. You do it as an artist. You do like an amazing job, and it matters. And that's you. Like when you're, the work you're doing matters to you, there's no limits to how high you can fly. So that's very cool. I'll turn you to Jessica and see what's coming on, or Tony, whoever's ready.
I'm here. Hi,
Alrighty.
Hi, Ishiel. This is Jessica. And the card that flew out of my deck for you is Vision. And it says, no matter what, you see the bigger picture of a loving and just universe. And it says, now that your blinders are coming off, you're able to see the world and beyond the physical through your spiritual vision. You are embracing the sacred mission, which is the reason you agreed to participate in this dimension. You can envision a universe so vast and beautiful, spectacular, that actually miracles are a part of your everyday experience. Your higher intellect has been stimulated, and you can recognize the higher essence of other souls and know their lessons. You are able to grasp the different lessons of grief, loss, and sorrow, seeing them as experiences from which you grow. Spiritual guides, angels, and master teachers are drawn to you, whether you are aware of their presence or not. You have agreed on a soul level to be a conduit of deep spiritual truth, which you easily manifest into the physical. You have a strong intuition and sense of what you need to do on a large scale to bring your vision to the masses. That's a really beautiful card, and I think it has a lot to do with what you were talking about with your career. Does this card resonate with you at all?
Yeah. Especially the intuition part. My intuition is getting stronger and stronger, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
And spiritual, for the last 6 years, spirituality more than anything else. So.
Right. Wow. So maybe this is what this card, vision, and, you're asking is about your career. Maybe you could begin to use some of your abilities to help curb your career or build upon your career. So that could be another avenue.
Yeah, I've been thinking of taking classes, even like Reiki classes, just to, help, maybe help my energy clearing or whatever, it's something that I've thought about.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. I think this card blew out for a reason. So go ahead, Tony.
I get really excited when we're all on the same page. I just can't keep my mouth shut. I want to talk over you guys. But I got almost exactly the same thing, but it's something to do with the charity. Have you thought about working with the charity and using your strengths, with your, to help them put on some kind of big event? It's like a sad charity that needs your help. That you would put it all together and see everybody happy. I mean, have you worked with a charity before?
No, but I definitely love, seeing people happy. It's always been something that I always try to help. Even though people don't try to help me, but that still doesn't change anything. Yeah, I always try to, to help people.
Well, there's some charity out there that's looking for you with your all your wisdom and putting how you put things together and make beautiful music or, put on some kind of nice event out there that, and maybe that's what your next job is, but that it's really, it's kind of what to do with Jessica's card. Your heart is so big and, you can use that in a positive way, but, you still make money at the same time. It's just, it says, I show gratitude for my life through generosity and compassion. So anything that you're compassionate about, but your generosity overwhelms whatever it is. So you want to help people, plus you're compassionate about things. So you would put on a really cool event, I think. I don't know. I just came to me about some charity is waiting for you out there to help them.
Okay, I'm open to it.
So maybe when you're looking for a new job, that might be, because are you in New York?
Yeah.
Are you, isn't St. Jude's Hospital there?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's St. Jude's. I know there's a lot of big charities there, but I know I feel like it's something with children or something to help, and you're going to get, gratification from that and helping others and using your talent towards that way.
Yeah, I'm open to anything, to be honest with you. Just reason, as I said, I was looking for a job. Maybe the reason I wasn't getting one is because I was probably looking for the wrong thing or something. It wasn't really something that, it was just a way to make money. So I guess maybe that's why it wasn't coming through.
I think Lynn said that at the beginning and then Jessica with her card. So I think it has to be something that's going to make you happy and that you're compassionate about. And then I think you'll find the right road, the job, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the leader of something. That is for
you
sure.
Are.
Yeah.
just by the way you talk, you can get people to listen to you. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing.
I mean, I'm excited about it. You know, it's just, you know, I didn't know exactly how to move forward. You know what I mean? Because there's so many things coming through my mind. You know, between trying to make money, because my business that last year, I was making money. You know what I mean? But it was, you know, it was just a way to make money. I needed more. My, you know, my soul was telling me, you know, put on the whole focus. So, you know, you made enough money for now. Just focus on, you know, something else. And I said, okay, let me try to maybe work for somebody else and then maybe come back to it. So I was just trying to do, I was just trying to follow my intuition, but it hasn't been clear yet. But one of you said about something about blindfold, you know, blindfold coming off or something. I forgot a message that she's becoming, you know, I can get a better vision hopefully soon, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you've got a lot of, again, you know, you've got a lot of spiritual awareness. And that is kind of a really good start because what you can do tonight is actually make a point and almost a little ceremony of giving your spiritual team permission to help you. Because as you know, with the free will that we get, you know, questionable giving humans free will, but, you know, with that free will, they can't intervene. Yeah. Without permission. So make a special point of giving permission and then let it go and watch what comes in for you. As you know, we call it co-creation. You do the work, but also let the work be done for you. Call us back, would you? And let us know how it goes. Cause this is a really good feeling. Got a good feeling for you. Really.
I appreciate your help too, because that's what I need to hear, because I was, you know, it's so much different ideas in my mind. I'm like, okay, should I just focus on my money now, or should I focus on trying to do something that makes me happy? You know, it's just like different things, you know, and then I get these messages, like these angel numbers. I need to focus on my spirituality, you know, not to worry about money is going to come. You know, so it's just like, okay, what am I going now, you know?
So. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, your higher self knows as well. Like the soul, your soul is telling you stuff, and you're listening, which is very cool. Because when you listen and you know let that guide you, you can't really go wrong, because the universe will work it out for you. You know that. I think you've got a good run. I think you're going to hit the ground running with this, because you've got the aspects working together. So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, ladies. I will keep you posted. And,
thank you, Michelle.
I appreciate it.
Very much.
Awesome.
Have a beautiful Sunday. And best of luck. Like, may the road rise up to meet you on the job front. I think it's going to be really good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Love and light. And we'll talk to you again, I hope.
Sure.
Okay. Lovely. I keep cutting people off. Sorry, Ashiel. That was my clumsy operator skills. 386, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Cindy. How are you?
Cindy, hi. Welcome. We're good. How can we help you today? Did you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering what you see for me for relationships, if you see a relationship coming in.
Do you like casinos and stuff like that, Cindy?
Well, they're good entertainment. I had an ex-boyfriend years ago that he was addicted to going to casinos. And whenever we go out of town, we always go to casinos. But I haven't been in years and years.
Do you think this boyfriend would still be on Earth? Like, I just am getting such a strong casino energy. And either it's a message to, did you want to avoid that again? Like, I wonder if, is he still
with
us? What's
the question? Is he still on Earth?
What? Yeah.
Well, you know, I've been out of touch, out of communication for a few years. He is getting older and had heart problems, so I don't really know if he's still on Earth. Maybe that would be a good question.
Yeah, I would look him up, because I felt almost transported into the center of a casino. I could hear the sounds and, you know, all that sort of ambient noise that you get. And
interesting.
it just had a strong whack of casino energy. So in terms of the love life ahead of you, does it feel like that's something you would not want to go through again? Or is it something that's like, yahoo, kind of thing?
Well, I didn't have an issue with, you know, going to the casinos for entertainment or something on the weekends. That was, you know.
Yeah. It feels like you could do with something different from that. This is more grounded. And it may be like the energy of a casino is gambling, luck, the luck of the draw kind of thing. And it almost feels like you're not just going to take whatever comes along. I see you interviewing. I think your radar for people that are bad for you has gotten stronger over the years. I feel like you've been burned a time or two by someone who wasn't as respectful to you as you are to them. I'd go through like an interviewing process with the people that do come into your life, and they will, but don't just settle, I think is the strong message here. The casino feels like you may have gone just to be a good sport a few times. You enjoy it, but it's not
right.
That was his thing, and it almost feels like you got sucked into it as a good sport rather than you might have preferred doing something else on a date. So I think it just comes up as a little remember from, you know, don't let yourself settle. Make sure that whoever you interview for, you know, a life partner or however it works, they are as good for you as you are good for them, right? You've learned a few times. Mm-hmm. You've been burned a few times. So, you know, don't let it happen because you're worthy of respect and love, you know, but respect hugely, you know, make sure they respect you.
Right.
Jessica, coming in? Anything coming in, Tony?
Yeah. Hi, Cindy. This is Jessica.
hi, Jessica.
The card that did this triple flip right out in front of me is the card Spirit wanted me to have for you, and it's called New Life, Divine Mother. Whether you're a man or a woman, your female earthly side is in full bloom. The wishes, dreams, and desires you've carried are coming into fruition. So that's really neat. I'm just going to say this right off the bat. I think this is why you got this card. You know, you were talking about possible, you know, a connection and, you know, with an, you know, I don't know. It's just saying that this could represent a new life or a new beginning. Yeah, that's it. And that, because see, even the card says new life. So I think when it comes to like relationships or connections, this is a new start to some. I don't think it necessarily means pregnancy or birth, but often birth can mean the birth of anything new, if that makes sense. So I think that's probably going to be coming into your awareness pretty soon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Tony.
Yeah. So I get my heart holds deep wisdom and love, and I use it to connect and lead. So I think that, you know, I do see some, you know, I think something's coming for you, definitely. Like Jessica and Lynn were both saying that there's something new coming into your life. And if you, you know, just make sure that, like Lynn said, maybe possibly, you know, do a little interview before you connect. But I think it's the right, this is the right time for you. Absolutely. You know, you're ready to give your heart. You've dropped everything that happened to you in the past, cleared those emotions from whatever you were dealing with before, and you're ready to find, you know, something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You've done a lot of work on the back side. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's your time.
World.
I feel that it's going to be fun and happy, and, you know, it's like a rebirth.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay. Do you see anything about how I'll meet this person, or what, any kind of, anything about the new person coming in?
Do you live by the water? Are you far from the water, or do you boat? Are you into boating, or?
Well, I do like the water and boating and fishing and stuff, but I haven't been in a while, actually, because I've just moved a little inland.
Yeah. It might be somebody in your old neighborhood or something that somebody wants to go do in your new neighborhood, but I see something like that happening. I don't have a timeline or anything, but it has to do with boating or maybe a cruise. Oh. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you planning on going on a cruise maybe? I don't know.
No.
No.
No, I wasn't planning on going on any cruises.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, it might make sense after, like, you know, sometimes things make sense 2 weeks later. So if something boating related or water related comes up, remember what Tony was saying to you. Because, it's funny, you know, time can go by and then you're like, oh, my goodness, this is what she was talking about. So if it doesn't make sense right now, let it give some time under it.
Yeah, I keep it in my mind for when it pops up.
Absolutely. Okay. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to do a little mental manifesting, too, like picturing what you're looking for, you know, describing, you know, just in your thoughts. And because if you remember, anything that gets created is created first in the mind. So start your blueprints and build from there, right?
Yeah. Or at least just stay open to all those possibilities.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Keep your mind open and but not so open that your brain falls out. There you go.
I'm very open-minded. Yep, I'm open to possibilities.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Karen. Well, thank you. Or Cindy, I'm sorry. I was reading the other name.
That's good.
I think my brain's falling out already. I hope that helps. We're a little short of time, so I'm going to end it there. But thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. And
okay,
let us know how
you.
It goes. Okay, hon.
Okay, I will.
So we've got about 3 minutes left. So, Tony, how can people find you if they would like to find you?
Sure. You can find me on either the Enter the Light page. Just ask for me on there, or my Facebook is Tony Jorgensen, and it has my grandson and I in the picture, or Twitter and Instagram is at Tony KJ.
Beautiful. Excellent. Jessica, how can you and Jaden be found?
We are on the Sacred Embers, and you can also find me under Jessica Marie Tinktro, or our Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. Also on the Sacred Embers website, which is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And you can find us all on Facebook in the Sacred Embers group as well. I just wanted to give a shout out to Eliza's Angels in the chat room, who's been in there. I wish we could have given her some donuts and some coffee while she was in, but I hope you enjoyed the show, and it's lovely to see you in there. I'm going to put on Louis and let him sing us off. Love and light to you guys. A brilliant show. Thanks for working together.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.